Wave. Good morning, Frank Petrosky in for Kevin Ocean. First word contest. Let's go to the phone. The Wave. Hi, can you tell me what the first word is in the Turtles song, Should Rather Be With Me?
Is it some?
It certainly is. Who's this?
Nancy Panelin.
Hey, Nancy. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. You got that dozen Dunkin' Donuts?
Great.
From Dunkin' Donuts, 119th Street in Ocean City, and you're in for our big drawing a little bit later on this morning. We can get some bagels, too.
Great.
Have a great morning, and what station makes you a big winner?
The Wave.
Ninety-two point one and 105.5, The Wave, Delmarva's Real Oldies Radio Station. 6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Frank Petrosky in for Kevin Ocean. 62 degrees now. Warms up to 87. Looking for sunshine later in the day. Get some clouds outside the Wave right now. Some areas of fog in some areas. That's kind of redundant, huh? Anyways, good morning from the Wave. A lot of couples getting married over the weekend, but this one, kind of a special wedding. A couple will remarry Saturday because the wife, who suffered a head injury in 1993 in a car crash, can't remember their first wedding. Kim and Cricket Carpenter are renewing their vows, capping off a period in which they had to get reacquainted after a November 24, 1993 car accident that left her without any memory of their relationship. It'll be like the first wedding because I don't have any memory of marrying him, Cricket said. She's 26. The two had been married for 2 months. When the accident happened, she was in a coma for a month after the crash. When she woke up, she thought Richard Nixon was president and had no idea who her husband was. He said, I was devastated, I was crushed, I was hurt so bad. So, when Cricket returned to their home, things were rocky, because effectively they were two strangers living together. She thought he was pushy. He found her confrontational. I remember asking, how did I do the wife thing, she said. I was thinking, man, I'm living with someone with two different personalities. We went through a period where she did some pretty inappropriate things, he said. A therapist suggested they start dating and rebuild the relationship. So I guess it all worked out. Cricket said, I got to know my buddy again. And this weekend, they remarry.
Live again from under the big Preston Mazda tent.
92.1 and 105.5 The Wave. Good morning. It's 6:59 now. Mike James in the newsroom. Good morning.
It's Friday!
Whee! Are you excited?
I certainly am.
You couldn't tell.
Just kidding. That's right. Don't hold back, Mike. Show us what you really think, right?
Exactly.
Yes, I'm just so excited to be able to go out and do my yard work tomorrow and mow my grass. I think I'll work. Here.
Here? Yeah. You got to come in and get some stuff done. Oh, get outside.
Yeah, it'd be more fun to get outside, you know, with the lawnmower and the bugs and the sweat. And I think I'll come in here.
Okay.
Just kidding. It's fun to get outside. Nice, bright, sunshiny weekend.
Hey, you saw a controversial Cincinnati Reds owner, Marge Schott. She's been ordered to give up control of her team or face indefinite suspension.
How can they, you know, I mean, she owns the team. How can they just, you know, take away control of it? And if they suspend her, I mean, so what? She's going to say, okay, you over there, you manager, take care of the team, and I'll just, you know, shoot my mouth off.
She can always go out and open up her own Marge Schott sensitivity clinics.
Yeah, yes. Yes, she is such a sensitive and caring person.
I understand after she got the word of the either suspension or give up control,
mm-hmm.
that she returned to her bunker and contemplated suicide.
Yes. Hail to the chief.
92.1 and 105.5 The Wave. James Brown, I got you, I feel good. Good morning from The Wave. 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. 62 degrees now. Warms up to 87 degrees. Looking for sunshine later on, too. Kind of cloudy in some areas, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it's a little foggy, a little cloudy up there right now. In fact, it's a little foggy in here, I think.
Here at The Wave?
Yeah.
That's okay.
And yes, things will clear up later.
It was such a hit when we did miniature theater the other day.
Yeah.
That we thought we'd do another one here.
Oh, boy, okay.
I guess
okay.
It kind of appeals to, like, the PBS crowd, the Discovery Channel crowd.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, sure.
So we'll do some miniature theater for you here. Let's listen in. As a man unsure about his future walks into a swami's shop looking for answers. As the curtain comes up and the lights come down, it's miniature.
theater.
Hey, so you want to know about your future, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let me look. I'm looking at my crystal ball, man, and things look bright, man. You know, health, money. Oh, wait a minute. Dark spot, man. What's this, man? Oh, bad news, man. Your wife is going to die soon, man.
Will I be acquitted?
The Wave and Pepsi present the Gotta Have It 92 Days of Summer Blast. Win great prizes from The Wave, including a grand prize of a patio set, barbecue grill, and boombox, and more from The Wave. Be listening soon for this.
Pepsi, Gotta Have It.
When you hear it, be the ninth caller to The Wave. You'll automatically qualify for our grand prize drawing. Every week, The Wave will draw a $50 gift certificate from Be Green Food Depot at the Salisbury Mall. Retail savings and quality worth talking about with no annual dues or membership fees. Just for qualifying, we'll throw in Wave and Pepsi stuff. Everybody who registers wins a chance at a grand prize of a beautiful pool and patio set from Tyndall's Pipe and Patio in Laurel, Delaware for discount prices on all outside furniture. And an outdoor pellet grill from Survival Products, Route 13 North Salisbury, for great outdoor wood pellet stoves, canoes, kayaks, and outdoor gear. Say,
Pepsi, Gotta Have It.
With the 92 Days of Summer Blast. And get set to win with Pepsi and The Wave.